we have to cut away and do the patriotism spot. If you love your country, help her out in her time of need. Join with thousands of local patriots and rescue the United States of America by tying a rope to it and dragging it out to sea. In the middle of a vast ocean, America will be safe from lazy poor people, greedy rich people, foreign immigrants looking to get in, bankrupt residents looking to get out, and hostile armies won't know where we went, while confused protesters won't be sure which flag to burn. We could even start all over again from scratch and give the country a whole new name, such as Screwtopia. For more information, just swim out to the middle of the ocean and wait there for the rest of us. Some people are still afraid of bats, usually for the wrong reasons. Bats are good echolocators and almost never get caught in people's hair. Raccoons are many times more likely to carry rabies. And bats eat harmful insects. About the only drawback with bats is their occasional habit of flying off with a small child. A normal food-gathering behavior. Science chimps can easily break this bad bat habit by laying out phony small children rigged to explode. The loud noise is frightening to a bat's sensitive ears. Local people are reminded about the fake exploding children. Stay away from them. Do not attempt to paddle or cane them, or they might go off. Now, here's another of our 100 reasons not to have a baby. Reason number 18. If you have a baby but you aren't married, your baby will be a bastard. This is confirmed by expert sources, including the dictionary. Your kid will be punching you and shouting at you, pushing you around from day one. He'll be rude, selfish, and cruel. If only you had been married, your kid would be legitimate instead, which means he'd have a lot of money. For more information about mustache combs, just ask the Pentagon computer, largest in the world. If the Pentagon computer doesn't know the answer, it will launch a missile anywhere you say. The Mr. Marshall continues with old news and new wave oldies, dead air, and more stuff for you coming up in just a second, a minute, an hour. I don't really know when it's coming up, but it doesn't matter. The Mr. Mark Show goes on. That's the important thing. Now stay tuned to the Mr. Mark Show. Here's more music.